Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the next Ask Coach Perry podcast. Brad Brown with you and Lindsay Perry as well. Lindsay, today's question comes from Peter. It's, there's quite a bit of info in here, so let me get through this question. Peter says he's relatively new to running. He's doing his comrades qualifier also, just like Tracy yesterday at the Pietermaritzburg Marathon on the 22nd of Feb. He used last year to develop a running base, and now he's following your Bull Rowan training program, and he's comfortable with the paces. His recent times were as follows. He ran a sub-21 on a flat 5K route, 36 on a hilly 8-kilometer route. His 15K times 114. His half marathons 147 at the Kersney race, which is very, very hilly. For those slightly longer runs, he feels that he's running within himself and could have gone faster. And he's also done slightly longer training runs at lower intensity and feels that he's in pretty good shape for his qualifier. With your training program, it says that you should be able to run a 3:30 marathon. His question is, should he aim to run a 3:30 in Feb, or should he take it a bit easier and run a comfortable sub-4, although he feels like he's in shape to run a 3:30? He's just a bit concerned about his pacing and how he should be running his qualifier, and this is a wise bit of the question. He said he doesn't want to overexert himself and risk injury for the bulk of the comrades training in March and April.
Yeah, look, that's the most sensible approach. Listening to his times, he's also probably not quite Bill Rowan, but he's close enough that I'm happy that he follows the Bill Rowan program. So, look, I would look to run or try and run a 3:40-something marathon. And if that is pretty chilled, so it's not, you know, he doesn't have to fuss bait and he can run at a fairly consistent pace and he feels okay in the 2 or 3 days after the marathon. If he hits around between 3:45 and 3:50, and he can do that very easily, then he probably is quite close to a 3:30 marathon potential, and he can take the confidence knowing that he's probably a 3:30, which means that he's close enough to go for the Bull Run. However, if he goes out at 3:45 and he starts to feel like that pace is hurting, he should back off a little bit so that he doesn't hurt himself, and then, yes, aim for, or during the day, get closer, much closer to 4 hours or just over 4 hours. But then we'll also know that actually he's probably better off at comrades chasing a 9:50, 9:30. But yeah, that's the way that I would do it.
Brilliant stuff. I hope that helps. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.